This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
May is skin cancer awareness. A little bit of warm water and finish it off.
You rinse it off.
You rinse her off.
What is up in my bedroom?
Prison in Williamsburg.
Out in the yellow pillow.
In your dream, yeah, I can pay the thing.
What is so wrong about
a few oligoles in the back of your head up the front of the
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is episode 139. We're just going to kick it right off here with seeing what's up.
I don't know where to look. It's the first time we're doing a podcast in person. I'm like,
it's been months. I mean, I think it's been almost a year since we've done it in person.
A long time. But nobody would ever know. Everyone thinks we do the podcast in person.
I mean, that's the magic of editing.
Yeah. Well, you'll know now because you'll hear the fucking loud streets outside of my apartment, all the noise, my neighbors.
Yeah,
won't be able to edit it out so easily. But should we start off with a more serious question?
Oh, sure, let's start it off. Let's kick it off,
and then you can get into why I'm asking it.
Sure. But
growing up,
yeah,
or just like before 2020, how much did you know about skincare? Because, you know,
skin cancer.
Because I literally knew nothing.
I mean, I still kind of know nothing, but I just remember seeing a lot of not too many ads about it. But I think that was the reason why everyone, like, you know, moms and dads, like, I push sunscreen onto you because they were just so afraid that, I mean, just depending on who you are, I guess. But like, I mean, I didn't really know anything about it. I knew of melanoma and I wasn't able to like identify what melanoma is, but I knew that was the one you did not want. Not that you want any skin cancer, but others are more, you know, manageable than others, easy to get rid of. But yeah, I knew nothing. Like, I don't know. I still don't know anything.
Yeah. I also only thought it was like, I mean, this was just me being really ignorant when I was younger, that it was something that simply only affected those with very fair skin.
Yeah, gringos, yeah.
And like, yeah, because the few people I knew that had skin cancer, battled skin cancer, and when I was like in high school and stuff, they looked like Casper the Ghost.
Yeah.
So I just kind of always, I mean, I did, either way, I actually used a lot of sunscreen growing up,
right.
But I also kind of, it was for other reasons. It wasn't because I was scared of skin cancer. I just assumed that it wouldn't affect me. But
you had an early onset Gen Z mindset.
Yeah. But also one thing, one fact I do remember, I think this is something my mom might have told me. One thing I do remember is that, and I don't know if it's myth or actually a fact, is that, I think it might be a myth, but if you have skin cancer in your 20s, 30s, a lot of it, I mean, that's from like sun exposure at a young age.
Yeah, it is.
And most of it for the rest of your life, it's from your exposure at a young age.
Right.
Okay. Oh, so it's... So
no, fine. I mean, that's probably true. Like, okay. At least that's what I was told when I went to the dermatologist recently. And yeah, I mean, I think like it's not for anyone who gets diagnosed with any sort of like skin cancer, like in their 20s or 30s, yeah, I think they continue to, yeah, you should continue to like apply SPF, but like you shouldn't like beat yourself up because it's like everyone makes really dumb decisions in their their kids, and they kind of go outside and they just, you know, they think, hell yeah, I need to get that that Dino tan, which we'll get into later. Yeah. But So Emilio is bringing this up because I went to the dermatologist recently, and another doctor visit. And we've been through this before, but I went in a couple, like, all right, let me go back. I went in like 6 months ago. I didn't do like a mapping or whatever, but there was a spot on my forehead I was concerned about, and I was told by a dermatologist that it was actinic keratosis, which is precancer, technically. And then she prescribed some like cream for it, but she didn't do any testing on it. And I don't know if you can really even do some testing on that, but my dumb ass was like, I'm not putting that cream on my fucking face. It's like topical, like chemo.
Yeah.
And out of vanity reasons, I was like, I'm not, like, cause it's supposed to like wreck that like spot of your head, like, for, okay, like a couple weeks. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be photographed. I'm not doing that. So I never did that. And so like fast forward 6 months later, it looks a little different. And I go, oh shit, I can really see this now. So I go in, and this is why I think like in, this is in progress, people. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. That's upcoming. And I think I'm going to talk to some dermatologists and like kind of like, you know, get the lowdown on skin cancer rather than just like talking out of our asses. So I go in and she takes one of those. I forget what it's called, but like, have you ever been to a dermatologist?
No.
We got to get you in, bud. Even for just cosmetic reasons. I mean, like, I feel like every dermatologist now in like New York is, they have to, they're all like marketing themselves as like,
okay, yeah,
cosmetic skincare, right? Like cosmetic procedures here. Like,
yeah. You know. Well, I went to one in Mexico, but
yeah. I mean, I don't know. But like, there's a tool that they use where it's kind of like, it's almost like a magnifying glass, but like specifically for looking at lesions.
Looking for the titty.
Yeah. Look. Yeah. And she noticed like a little bit, she called it like it was a little veiny. I don't know if those are the right words that I'm using, but like they were like, I was like, it looked not right. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I kind of want to biopsy this. I mean, it could be nothing, but you know, just in case, it's really small. And so she did. And then I get the call back a week later and they're like, you got another basal cell, which is nothing. Like, let me reiterate. I mean, it's like, it's not, everyone hears the word cancer and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's like the most like treatable
forms
of it, and like it's so slow growing. Like my Mohs surgery is like scheduled for like 3 weeks in advance. It's not like pressing at all.
Okay,
it grows so slowly, but you know, that does mean you know, I'll have to stomach another forehead scar.
Yeah,
but luckily there are ways to minimize scar appearance.
Sophie Pavitt.
They can, even the dermatologist can do it too. You gotta just gotta, you know,
be consistent with it.
Yeah, consistent and like throw your money at it. But yeah, it's manageable, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was just kind of my problem area. Like, I mean, what sucks is like every time I go into the dermatologist, I'm like concerned about a specific spot so I don't get totally mapped out. But like, I don't really have a history of melanoma in my family, which I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to like put that out there. Like, if no one in your family has ever had it, like you won't have it. But I really need to get my whole body checked out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what's up with me. You know, I don't know, but yeah, it was probably like because of, I was a lifeguard for like 2 years in high school. And yeah, she looked at me and she was like, the dermatologist, and she was like, oh yeah, you got like type 1 skin. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Type 1 skin, dude.
I'm on top, baby. Or type A or something. I don't know what she called it, something.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it makes sense, but it's kind of frustrating. It's like I can't, it's like I just, shit just keeps, I'm falling apart.
Can't catch
you know what I mean? I can't catch it. Yeah. Like this morning I woke up and like one of my, like my jaw's kind of sore.
Yeah.
Like that's, I need to go to the dentist. Like it's been like a year since I've been at the dentist.
Do you have your wisdom teeth?
Yeah, it might be that. Because it doesn't feel like it's like gum related, even though I probably do need to get like a deep. Like,
When's the last time you got teeth cleaning?
Yeah, like a year ago.
Like a year ago? Okay. Supposed to go every two weeks. Is it every 6 months?
Every 6 months. But me, like, especially because it's like, I think I try to floss.
Okay,
but
like,
I don't really floss as much as I should. So I have like probably like early periodontal fucking disease or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people have this shit. All right. Anyway, point is, yeah, it's a wake
old dog.
Well, we're going to get into epigenetic ages soon, and I honestly think I'm probably 10 years older than I actually am.
No, you'd be, you're probably the same age.
Probably the same age, but...
I love it. If anybody, if any listeners of the pod, anyone that listens to the pod wants to fund a... I would love to have our epigenetic ages tested out.
I think, like, it would be interesting to see, like, how, like... I don't know. If you just had all that, like, Brian Johnson money, like, to just... get a full diagnostic on your lifestyle, your health span, which I guess is a new word. Mm-hmm. And like, I wonder if they could, are able to like pinpoint what your problems actually are. Yeah. So many times it's just a lot of doctors just go off what you tell them.
Right.
So, you know, and like you can lie. Be people, you know, you're lying, people are lying. So I'm curious to see like what the culprit is.
Yeah.
Like for me, I think a lot of my health issues probably stem maybe minus the like sun damage, but like from my sleeping. Like I think I've been putting this off for a while, and like I have like, even though I pay an arm and a leg for like health insurance premiums every month, it's like, you know, the health insurance market does not want to throw a bone to fucking self-employed people to say fuck you, like here's a shitty plan and it's gonna be really expensive and good luck. But I need to do like a sleep test.
Yeah.
So I think like all of my problems come down to like sleeping. Like, you know, I need to get like a fucking CPAP machine on me. Like, and I need to like tape my mouth and like fucking like strap it shut. Like I literally need to be put in like an iron lung to like exist. But I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like my dad's side of the family has had a lot more health complications early on in their lives. And a lot of it has been due to poor sleep.
Stress.
And a lot of stress, but a lot of stress that leads to poor sleep. But then also just a lot of other factors that lead to poor sleep. But yeah, the health span, health is wealth. I guess we didn't really do this last time. Just, you know, since it's been a couple months, and for all the people that I still run into and ask me what's the skincare routine, I can just say, give them the timestamp and say, listen to this episode instead of having to run it down in person.
It looks updated. Just looking over there, it looks updated.
It's updated because...
looks like you got some codeine over there.
It's updated because we run out of things, and I just... none of this is an endorsement of any of these products. Well, I'll say if it's an endorsement, but in general, it usually isn't. It's just I'm using whatever I was sent.
Yeah, so tell me what you were sent.
I guess you unfortunately didn't receive this, but I received via FedEx... maybe about a week ago, a giant box of...
This is why I'm having skin issues.
Yeah, a giant box of cotton candy. Quite the show for this little soft wash complete daily cleanser by Dr. Do you know how to say this? Idris? Okay, Dr. Idris.
Yeah, I think it's Idris.
It's a nice cleanser that doesn't foam.
Do you like that? Do you prefer a foaming cleanser or do you
no,
like...
No, I kind of like this because you put it on your dry skin and then, you know... You do this for, what's this motion called? You fucking, you're working into your skin and then you add a little bit of warm water and finish it off.
You rinse it off.
Finish her off. You rinse her off.
Yeah, you rinse her off. Yeah.
You rinse her off. I kind of like it. And I like how like smooth it leaves my skin feeling. And then I follow that up with
the codeine. Which,
God damn, we gotta get you a P.O. box. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I should get a P.O. box. Honestly, I should get one. That should be a doo-wee-doo. Everyone, get yourself a P.O. box.
Yeah, I think Amazon was also, this is part of a new Amazon initiative. They were like creating storage lockers for New Yorkers. Like it doesn't just have to be for Amazon packages. You could receive packages there too. Gotta start using that. But we got a bunch of Innisfree. And I'm using their green tea enzyme vitamin C brightening serum, followed up by the green tea seed hyaluronic acid serum. Mm-hmm. And then this Agent Noturre ageless eye and lip serum. To close it off, the Agent Noturre the Filter Face Creme. And this little anti-pollution youth ampule by this... LA brand called Earth Harbor. This one I bought. A coworker.
You bought that? Okay. So this I'm always curious about a personal purchase.
Yeah, a coworker recommended it, and I feel like my coworkers are always kind of like talking to me about skincare and recommending things, and I'm always like, I'll try that.
Yeah.
And I never do, so I sprung for this one, and I kind of like it.
How do you use that? So at what point are you using it?
I put a drop. I don't know if this is correct, but I put a drop in with my moisturizer.
Okay, okay.
Mix it all up, put it on. I think it is sort of like a last step thing anyway. And then Dr. Loretta's SPF. Sick. And that's it. And at night, you know, a little bit of the Stradia retinol. But what I really want is I need to go back to Mexico.
To Paris, to France.
To anywhere, or I can get Tretinoin without a prescription. Because I feel like...
You don't want to go the Curology route? You don't want to get like some robo-doctor on there?
I don't need another subscription. That's what I recently downloaded Rocket Money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Rocket Money.
I kind of wanted to check out.
Proud sponsors
of
the pod.
Yeah, if they want to sponsor the pod. I also, because they got this net worth tool, and like as a joke, I just kind of wanted to see where I'm at.
I've been on Rocket Money for a minute now.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got like 30 subscriptions. Like I don't need another one, you know?
Yeah.
So I would if I could just do like a one... What? No, what's the point of a one time? Do you know how much Curology is a month?
I don't know. It can't be more than 30.
I have to find out.
I feel like that's the magic number for subscriptions.
I guess I should. You're
$29.99.
Yeah. Hey, Curology, if you're listening, I'd love a 1-year subscription. But I'll look into it. That's a good point you bring up. I guess I could just do Curology. Enough about me, though. What's new with you?
I've stripped it back due to depression. Just kidding. No, I've actually stripped it back because... due to getting that biopsy and like not trying to put too many things on my face, but it's kind of the same old rundown. I mean, like it just so happens that I am using a new cleanser.
Oh,
but I didn't buy this. Anna bought it. It's
Glossier.
It's not the Glossier Milky Jelly. It's La Roche Posay's.
Okay, like from France or from here?
I think it's from here. Yeah, I mean, okay. You get it here. The cleansing foaming gel. And I just, you know, I've been working that in. And then I am using Dr. Loretta's replenishing serum, followed by, I have to get through it, the Rich Cream. You know, it's a big bottle. And I know we talked about this on another episode where you were like, no, the Rich Cream is actually very mid and bad for you. But
no, I didn't say, whoa.
You said something about that.
I didn't say mid and bad. It's incredible.
Clogging qualities to it.
Yeah, it has like a poor clogging ingredient in
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, don't. According to someone.
Shit, I could name off a million poor clogging ingredients. But all right, so. And then followed by the Biore UV SPF.
Oh, yeah, that's.
So it's very simple. I mostly do it, well, every morning when after I shower.
Yeah.
I apply that, all that shit. Sometimes if I'm feeling. I got to get back on my grind, you know.
What kind of grind?
My night routine.
Oh, grind. You're not doing
my night
okay.
routine grind. No. I haven't been really doing a night routine lately.
Nothing, just face down
in the pillow. Face down in the yellow pillow. No, nighttime routine. I'm more actually like You know what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, so having to travel so much lately and going into hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I actually find I have a better routine when I'm in hotels
okay.
than I do at home. And I think it's because of sink counter real estate.
I think
that's something that's like, if anyone's been to my apartment, it's a prison sink. And like,
okay.
And
a one bedroom prison in Williamsburg.
Yeah. It's, oh my God. I should have sent you this thing earlier. It was like somebody was joking around about like this $425 one bedroom apartment in like,
$425?
No offense to anyone who lives around here, but nowhere Iowa. I have no idea. It was just like a random town.
Okay.
And it was just someone's joking me like, imagine working 30 hours a week at Target, affording a $425 a month fucking apartment and just like going off the grid. And I was like, that sounds kind of nice. But then I looked at the apartment. The apartment like looked exactly like my Brooklyn apartment. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's kind of small.
Yeah.
It's like all you need. I don't know if you've ever seen The Card Counter.
The Card Counter? No. What's that?
It's like that Paul Schrader movie that came out a couple years with.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that. No.
Well, I guess he's in hotel rooms, but it really is kind of like that sort of lifestyle. Anyway, I'm going on a tangent here. But yeah, I think something that doesn't get brought up a lot on here is the fact that, honestly, as people who run a podcast about this kind of stuff, I think I need like a fucking makeover with my bathroom.
Yeah.
Or I need to move, which I'm figuring out. Slowly but surely, there will be a move that happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's kind of the thing that keeps me... annoyed at night.
Yeah, it's I feel like you've always had in every apartment you've had in New York, you've had that kind of sink.
Yeah, you're it's like, awful. I need like, a counter.
Yeah,
and no, at night I'm a little bit more like nitpicky about like like my dental routine, which I always have to like take my retainers. I have to get like this they're like cleaners, right, for dentures.
Yeah,
every night I do that, and then you know I get into my my floss when I can, and then you know brush my teeth anyway. But then at that point I'm just like too tired.
Yeah,
so that's where I've been at lately. I'm trying to get out of it. I think I'm gonna book a facial before I leave for San Francisco
with
in
him?
A few weeks. Sophie, if she's available, but I think her availability is kind of freeing up a little bit.
Yeah, I never even know. I actually don't know how to get an appointment with her.
Well, Anna got one pretty quick, easily. But oh, it's really? Not with her, like, personally. It's
Oh, yeah. No, I think because there's a couple people at her studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I want her.
I know. But I'm due for a facial. It's been probably 5 months. Damn. So I need to get one. And to just feel at least a little better before I have my surgery scheduled for the 16th. And May 16th. And then... That's it for skincare right now. I mean, in other areas, it's really funny. I don't know if you've ever bought this, but Salt and Stone deodorant.
No, I haven't, but we went to Zitomare or whatever, that, you know, Upper East Side pharmacy, and
my sister
was raving about the Salt and Stone.
I mean, I always kind of like rolled my eyes at it because you would see it at every kind of like all-in-one shops where they're selling coffee and they're selling you know what I'm talking about, ceramics, coffee,
plants,
skincare. Mm-hmm. I was at like the fancy pharmacy, I forget what it's called, on Bedford,
north side,
and I bought some, and they got the bergamot and hinoki scent,
and it's good.
And then I'm still running through all my goddamn hawthorn for fragrance.
Wait, for the fragrance?
Oh, well, Desert Runway for like a cologne.
Oh, yeah, I never got that.
You never got that? Oh, yeah, you didn't go to the...
I was away for the event.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just started using the Mineral Wave again. I actually put it on the other day and somebody said, you smell like Evan.
Who said that?
That's your scent now. That's your scent, dude.
I haven't worn that in a while, though, but I've been trying to like find something that mimics that. Well, there is like that that replica Sailing Day fragrance that smells just like it. And then I was talking to... No, we can't talk about this on here. Anyway, all right. Moving on, though.
We got some articles.
Yeah, we got some things that we wanted to bring up here. So, where should we dive in?
Dave Pesco.
So there's a new guy on the scene.
Yeah, new Brian Johnson just dropped.
I would say just by appearances alone, and we'll get into like his details.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they had like, a hotter, older, swaggier Ryan Johnson.
I mean, he looks a lot better.
Yeah.
He also just looks more normal. You know, it's like I could, when I saw that he was 61, I was like, wow, he looks great for 61. But at the same time, it's like he doesn't look like Brian Johnson. Just
he looks like he's doing too much. You know what I mean?
Too much. Yeah.
And I think his soul is probably tormented by something.
Yeah.
Whereas Mr. Pesco, he's a former like ex, like what was he? He was a secure. He was a.
I don't remember. Fuck.
He was a security engineer.
Oh yeah.
Like
software security.
Like like stopping hackers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is probably a little less. Eroding to the spirit, but yeah, I think the first time I saw this guy pop up on Twitter, and I saw that he was 61 because the image of him, he obviously dyes his hair and he dyes his beard. Mm-hmm. Like he has to. He's 61. He has to.
Who knows?
No, he has to.
Okay.
And at first I was like, this guy does not look like 61. This is giving Andy Milonakis.
Yeah.
Do you remember in middle school when Andy Milonakis...
He was like 30 or something, right?
Well, no. Everyone was joking around that he was 40 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that was ever true, but it just felt like one of those things that you just like believed.
Yeah.
But you remember
Wait, it's true, right?
At that time, was he 40 years old? I don't know if he was 40.
I gotta look up.
But it was a really weird kind of like thing that you kind of held in the back of your head while watching his shows because they were so like, I don't know, like childlike.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of the bit. I don't know. Anyways,
he's 48 now. So
yeah, so that wasn't true. But that, for whatever reason, like everybody in like 2006 was like, yo, fucking Andy Milonakis, that 40-year-old fucker. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Anyway, but Mr. Pesco.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda,
Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah. He's 61.
61.
Brian Johnson's what, 44?
We'll say that.
Okay. He's aging at an, I don't know. I actually don't know what the fuck this means, but the this article opened up with aging at an annual rate of 0.66. I guess like age, not aging
every
year. He's only 66. Wow. Yeah. Narrowly outpacing Brian Johnson.
It should be mentioned that Brian Johnson dedicates a budget of $2 million every year to this project, whereas
Pesco whatever,
only his budget's like $30,000. Yeah, which is still like a lot, but you know, people pay more for DoorDash every year.
Yeah.
So
$30,000,
that's nothing. He takes like how many fucking supplements does he take a day?
I think it's 152
158 supplements a 158, day.
158, okay.
And
which I think Brian Johnson's at like 250, but he, I mean, the part of that $30,000 is he has like a $12,000 sauna, $10,000 like infrared thing, like I don't know what I'm talking about my ass right now. Something to do with LED light therapy and then some other thing. But he is not as strict with his protocol. Why do they call it protocol? It's with his protocol.
His protocol is stack.
So he'll drink. You know, he'll stay up late.
Yeah.
You know,
he won't semen routine.
He won't. Yeah, he'll fuck past his bedtime.
Yeah.
And just looks a lot more normal.
Yeah. He also forgot to mention he wakes up whenever he wants to wake up. He doesn't set an alarm, which honestly, but he still wakes up before the sun gets up, before the sun rises. But I think there is something to, like, I feel like disrupting your sleep is miserable.
Oh yeah.
Like alarms are not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you get out of that without totally changing your life. But
You know what's really important, which is, I guess, one of my Dewey Do's later, is that getting your circadian rhythm right. I've been trying to, when I do get to wake up at 7 or 8 in the morning, I go outside within the next 10 minutes, walk on down to my coffee shop, sit there for a minute, because I find that when I was able to do it for like a week straight, the week after that, I was not sent an alarm. Granted, I didn't have to be at work until later in the day, but I was waking up naturally around the same time. So I feel like your body gets used. Your body just starts.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, I think that, or like going, he also goes for like long walks in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what you're getting at. Like having a routine, a morning routine. Something to look forward to.
Just getting outside.
Getting outside does wonders for your health.
But something they both kind of focus on this a lot, which I think is...
He doesn't eat lunch. He rarely eats lunch.
Oh, that was great. His diet seemed a little crazy to me. I read that he eats a few times a week. So it's like, well, is this guy not eating some days?
I don't know. I mean, this is the whole entire, like... All right, we can kind of talk around this. But as like the pendulum is swinging, you know, everybody was really body positive for a while. Being like, you know, fat's cool, fat's okay, fat is healthy. That was kind of like the consensus. And I think people got a little, I don't know, exhausted with that being the message. And then everything went to Ozempic.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Diet Coke. And then I feel like eating disorders are back in vogue.
Okay.
Like being, I'm just like taking a neutral stance.
For
this.
Sure.
But I do find... people who do eat less probably live longer.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just talking out of my ass.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. Now I feel weird about talking about like
no
it's like fat and body issues and shit, but like that doesn't surprise me. I think like honestly the more you fast, probably the less likely you are to.
I guess it just depends.
That is totally, I don't know if that's right. Eat when you want, but like I, as somebody who eats a fuck ton and is trying not to these days,
yeah,
like I do feel so much better when like,
yeah,
not just like, not, I just like the brain fog goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what it is. I buy that like skipping a meal, not because like out of some like looks maxing point of view, but just out of like, yeah, I don't really need that. You know, like,
yeah,
that's fine.
I guess it depends on, I mean,
especially lunch. You don't need lunch. If you eat in the morning, you don't need lunch.
Hey, the power lunch is back.
You're going to go fucking wolf down. Like, I don't know. You're like your kava bowl, and then like go like I don't know what, like,
that's a lifestyle for some people. Yeah,
you're gonna be like on your ass after that. You're gonna be fucking trying to make it through your like fifth Zoom meeting of the day. You can't do
yeah
that. You literally just have to skip it all, look forward to your dinner, have a really nice dinner, boom.
What time are you eating dinner at?
8.
That's late.
Is that late? That's,
because shit, it's like if you eat that late, your body's has a harder time. Like,
it's about a country called Spain.
Your body stores more of the fat if you eat. That's why
we need some dietitians on here. No, we really do.
It's really bad. Why it's like that's why it's so bad to eat like super late at night.
It's not that I want to eat at that time. It's because that's what my day forces me to do. Yeah. It's like, oh fuck, I can finally look up.
Right.
Finally
open up the DoorDash app. I'm just kidding. You're cooking a lot these days.
No, not so much anymore. When I'm working a lot, I don't do that. It's
form goes out the window.
Yeah. People gotta learn how to say. I should have done something else.
I should have been a UX designer. I should have finished my.
No,
finance.
You shouldn't. No, don't. The thing is, the best way to live, honestly, as a professional, is to not have a trade.
Okay.
So you get paid to think.
Okay.
You're a consultant,
Mr. C4. Yeah, that's.
If you design, you're doing labor. You're doing a trade. If you're doing coding, you're doing labor. You're dedicating hours. Yeah. Man hours. Those hours manifest in work. Literally, if you could just sell what you're thinking,
yeah,
it could take you 5 minutes, it could take you 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you're getting paid for the end product.
That's
your salary is just there, right?
That's the New York dream. Yeah, get paid to think.
Don't get paid to do.
That I gotta rely on eventually, hopefully making a chill beat to study to that.
Which gets us into our next topic about the fellas are spending more than ever.
Oh my
not
God,
us,
they sure are.
Not us, the fellas.
Yeah.
But
well,
not that I want to be. I'm spending a lot more than I ever thought I would at this age. But
yeah, but they're spending more on betting.
It's something that, all right, so Emilio sent me this article, a Business Insider, just a little quick little tasty bite of information about, you know, crypto and betting and, you know, young men, blowing it all.
Yes, it's titled America's Young Men Are Blowing. Sorry, I'm pulling up my FanDuel account. It's called America's Young Men Are Blowing Their Money Like Never Before. Which I think a lot of it has to do with
OnlyFans.
This article mention OnlyFans?
No, I was no, just like, okay. That's where I thought it was going to go. I thought it was going to go like, you know.
Oh, no.
These men, they're fucking $30,000 for DoorDash a year, $20,000 for OnlyFans creators a year.
I mean, a lot of them, it's like they have money, but like not enough money to really like. I mean, money that you would have had, like, I think the article mentions this, money you would have had like to pay for a mortgage and like childcare.
Right.
In the past, like you just don't have a mortgage or childcare, so you have that extra income that you're blowing on these sorts of things. And it used to also, like, you used to have to walk outside to spend $100, you know? Now at the tip of your finger, you can spend $100 on Coinbase.
No one touches cash anymore. They don't understand like what $100 is anymore.
You become detached from like, yeah, the physicality of actually spending money.
It's like fucking playing RuneScape or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's just, it's nothing.
And a lot of these things have been, yeah, like the further, but the gamification of like spending money. But also I thought it was funny that, do you remember the reason why they say men spend more on these sorts of things?
Because they're overconfident?
They're
overconfident, yeah. Which also, I was thinking about this too. I think men also, like, for whatever reason, they like to delude themselves that they have
a bet.
What are you about to bet?
$5 bet. $5 bet on a two-leg parlay.
Honestly, lately I've been thinking maybe I should be fucking doing, like, Powerball tickets.
That's
what it's called?
Yeah, there's so many of them, aren't there? I don't know what the difference between Powerball, Moneyball, Scratchers.
Yeah. Well, I used to just have the mindset, like, I'll never get that. Like, I was like, I'm too smart for that shit. But now I'm like, fuck it. I'll try anything. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I get it now. I understand why people are kind of like, not that like doing Powerball or lotteries are like very risky. There's a term that came up in that article that I thought was kind of silly. Was it risk-minded behavior? Oh, the risk-minded pipeline. I guess they're getting the risk-minded pipeline. I guess the kids are getting into video games that are asking them to be kind of gambling adjacent. I don't know which games they were referring to, but that doesn't surprise me. TikTok. I think, yeah, you can give people like gifts and tips. You just throw out $5 here, $10 here.
Yeah.
Well, I want to kind of go back to what you're talking about, how like, all right, yeah, in the past, maybe a 28-year-old was like trying to pay his mortgage and, you know, pay fucking child support or something. Now they don't have that, so they have disposable income. I don't, like, I guess that, sure, they do probably have a discretionary disposable income, but I don't even think there's an incentive to get a mortgage or to get kids anymore. You know what I mean? Exactly. It's like, that seems like a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. And so they say, fuck it. I guess I might, even though it could be feasible, maybe. Yeah. And I guess that's kind of like a boomer mindset. Like, you know, stop fucking paying $10 a day for your, you know, your soy latte and put that toward a nice account that yields you 10% every year.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
fuck it. We ball mindset, you know?
So what are you betting on right now? So you're in the mix of this now. There's help out there, Emilio.
I thought I just cashed out of the bet. No, I'm literally like, okay, I'll take, I got a $5, my wager is $5. I stand to make $12.79. I'm not like, I think it'd be a problem if I was betting like $250.
I just don't know why, like is that, you know.
I guess I'm feeding an addiction.
I don't mean to come off and sound like a dick here.
Yeah.
But like, is that even worth it? Or is it just fun? Is it just something to do with your hands? You know, like, is it like,
you know, like, it's okay. I only bet. Okay.
I bet $1,000. No, that's what I'm waiting for you to say.
No, I've probably bet like 10 times in like the entire, like in the last like 12 months.
Yeah.
And it's only ever on teams that I've been watching for over since I was like in fucking middle school.
Yeah. You're on the team.
No. Like right now I got this, and it's only, I never bet on a specific team to win.
Yeah.
Or like all this like crazy shit where it's like, you know,
it's like whether it's raining,
there's going to be 10 corner kicks. There's going to be like blah, blah, blah. This player is going to have two shots on target. I only bet on football. And like right now I got, it's a two leg parlay, two games.
Damn, we got Adam Sandler over here.
I'm betting that one will have more than 2.5 goals and the other one, both teams will score.
All right.
And that's not,
look, they probably will.
And they probably, the,
they probably will.
They probably will.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I don't really watch football, but anytime, you know, they don't make a goal.
Uh-huh.
That's, it's not like they're the one job.
Yeah.
Team has to at least make one. Come on.
Yeah. You know, last week it was the first leg. You're not going to, this is all going to be gibberish to you, but it was the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinal game between Real Madrid and Manchester City.
Yeah.
And both high scoring teams with amazing offenses. First leg, they're not going to be cautious. They're going to be, you know, throwing caution at the, wait, is that the same?
Throwing caution.
The wind.
Breaking wind. No, it's not breaking wind.
So I was like, this is going to be, it's going to be a high scoring affair. So same shit. I said over 3.5 goals, $5 wager, win $50. Game ended 3-3. So just those cases.
I'm going to hit you up in a couple months. I'm going to come back in here. You're going to have the TV on the wall. You're going to have like Peacock multi-view for the Premier League. And
I'm going to be like, guess what? That's the house that FanDuel built.
I mean,
no, I don't know. I guess it's like, it's not so much for like the thrill of like getting the bet right. I guess it's just like, oh yeah, like I personally am in a financial position where I can't really plan for anything, and so it's kind of like, oh fuck it, maybe, you know,
yeah,
maybe these, I guess that's gambling, maybe these $5 will turn into 10. But like I said, I've probably spent a total of $50 the whole year on this, so that's it. And yeah, and you know, I got my crypto investments, but I would not call that gambling.
No, it's not gambling, but it's.
But I think you don't sell at the right time, then
it's cut to this. It's
cut from the same cloth.
I mean, the same way that like.
So right, why so is the stock market any different?
Well, no, it's not. Well, it's like, I think something that piece mentioned was that like there used to be kind of like, I wouldn't say they were safeguards because they were just trying to get money out of you.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go to a broker to, you know, do this. Now it's just like,
you just do it on
you know, and someday some kid's gonna show up with like, I don't know, fucking 3,000 tons of like corn on his like doorstop for like placing a trade on some futures or some shit, like, you know, like,
yeah, or you could have the yeah, yeah,
you, I can mean, do that, and you can place like puts and call, like, you know, you can do all this shit now, and you're not but yeah, that's what the markets want you to do anyway.
Yeah, I got my Roth IRA in Robinhood. Yeah, it's got like it's got no money in it. Well, it, you know, it's got, you know, it's got a little bit, but that's is that gambling?
That's not. That's not gambling. I mean, I guess if you trust the, I don't know, if you trust that the market will always rebound. Yeah, maybe. That's
well,
not.
If there's enough, if you got enough time, it'll always go up.
Yeah, no, it's not gambling. I feel like day trading is gambling, but yeah, you know, if you're just.
I mean, a lot.
If
I
you're just invested in some indices and shit, nah, you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking on my ass.
I watched, after reading that article, I watched the, I think they mentioned the documentary on the Dogecoin millionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is not financial advice. Hilarious documentary. But that's gambling.
You think the Dinos are gambling this way?
The Dinos are definitely gambling on sports.
For sure.
I think basketball and football.
Okay.
They're gambling.
I bring up the Dinos because I didn't know this was the term used to describe those four lads in a photo that kind of hit the internet again this year.
Yeah.
This week. Where, you know, I'm going to try to paint a picture here. You got four dudes. They look British as hell. They got like, they got kind of weird fades, but then they got kind of like the, like a moppy, messy,
like short on the sides, long
in the front. Yeah, yeah. Like situation, skin tight shirts.
Yeah,
skin tight jeans.
Ankle showing.
They got fucking. They're beefy. They got the Ollie Sykes tattoos.
Yeah,
I guess there's been an update. I don't know when that photo came out, but they were photographed again this year, or at least in the last couple of weeks. And
wait,
their clothes are much baggier. Yeah, you got to open
those
it up.
Those are the same guys?
Those are the same guys.
I thought it was just like, oh my God.
The same guys.
I did not catch on to that.
And there's a lot of talk about this being the actual vibe shift about from going skinnies to baggies.
Yeah.
You know, folks over here in the U.S. and specifically on the coasts, maybe not L.A., have known that baggies have been in for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think it's going anywhere soon.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're just getting bigger.
You know, everyone who was kind of describing that we're in this constant, like this endless, you know, moment of stuck culture. I think we're kind of out of it. I think maybe it cycles in like skinny and baggy. But,
yeah,
you know, the fact that these guys, the Love Island core guys, are now wearing baggy pants, I think, you know, no pun intended, we can finally breathe.
I love how they're in front of the fucking... Not the Wall Street Bull, but
yeah,
a Wall Street
Bull. I noticed that too. I was like, there's another one. There's another
Bull market, baby.
But the Dinos, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that's what you would use to describe like Love Island core people.
Do you personally know any Dinos?
I don't know,
like in the sense that you went to high school with them, but no, as in it's actually somebody you catch up with every once in a while.
No, I don't know any Dinos. I don't think. No, because I don't know. I don't really know any kind of, like, I know one English guy, but I know a couple, but like, what's up?
They got to be English?
I think technically, right?
Okay.
I think it's a little like, what's that reality TV show? Or maybe it was like a drama. The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I think about when I see those guys.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe do American Dinos exist? I could probably, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, those just look like some Jersey guys.
Yeah, kind of like Pauly Shore, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know any Dinos. I don't think they would like me. I think I kind of want to go back to what we were talking about earlier on with, is his name Joe Pesco? Or am I making it up?
Dave Pesco.
I think I just want to say Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. Dave Pesco.
Dave Pesco. Because I was thinking about like other types of like archetypes of dudes, and then so I was thinking about the Dino, and then I was thinking about Mr. Pesco and his dyed beard, and then I was reminded of the Pumps.
The Pumps?
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And Tom Schwartz. Are you familiar with the cast?
I'm not familiar with anything.
Oh my! You know what?
I that's why I said.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna know what you're talking about, but continue.
Well, Tom Schwartz. So all right. He in one of the most recent episodes, he dyed his hair like bleach blonde. And I guess it came out, though, that he's been dyeing his hair like nonstop, like for the last like 10 years.
Okay.
And it's something like not to.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know this is kind of out of nowhere, but I was thinking about it today. But dyeing your hair, is this something that's just like common? Do men dye their hair a lot? I thought they just kind of naturally go gray. Granted, I'm not like around like most people I see out in the world are like normies, like they're normal people with kids and they don't give a fuck about like how they look in a way that's commendable. But like I didn't like people who are. Is that just like a normal thing? Like, would you ever dye your hair?
No, I mean it'd be so obvious at this point. Like, I got a lot of gray hair. No, I don't know. Maybe it could. I could see it. I could see myself thinking about it, but not actually doing it. If it were to like really like, if in the next like 2 to 3 years it were to like almost all go gray.
Sure.
But at the same time, I don't. I've never thought about it.
All right.
Yeah. I get stressed out about my gray hair, but. Not to the point where I'm like, oh, fuck, do I have to start looking into, like, dyeing it?
What about a beard?
I don't think I would ever. I think I would dye my hair before I dyed my beard. But I also don't. I mean, I discovered some gray hairs here.
I know. I was thinking about,
like. I recently discovered gray hairs on my chest. And that kind of, that for, like, an hour, I was like, oh, my God, what do I do?
I don't think you can do anything about it. Got to go get that epigenetic test.
Epigenetic test, yeah.
I know, because I was thinking about, what the fuck? Jesus Damn, Christ, it's like, dude. Oh, my God.
We're going to pause. Sometimes I'm like, is that my car?
Lately, I've been having this like creeping feeling of, do I need to fucking use Just for Men,
Just for Men
on my beard when it comes in?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm getting a lot of gray hairs down there now.
Okay.
Also, I think I am like 1 year away from booking a flight to Turkey.
Okay. I don't know if that's
true. I think I'm going through like a shed right now.
Okay.
Where I was reading this about, you know, for all my finasteride users out there.
Okay.
For all you... You Hims subscribers, I guess when you've been on the pill okay. For like 5 years, there's like cycles, and so then your hair starts like shedding.
Okay,
and so like lately I've been noticing like my hairline's like receding a little bit. It just looks thinner.
Yeah, you've been on it for 5 years.
5 years, yeah. We'll see if I can still have kids, but I gotta go get that checked out. But
I didn't know it was,
but it's been like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. Apparently, it's supposedly safe. You know, I have no idea. There is another pill you could take called Duasteride, where they up the dosage. And again, this was all like discovered because finasteride, when it was used in testing for men with enlarged prostates, they noticed that it shrunk it. But like an additional side effect of that was that these guys were growing their hair back.
Well, it's weird
how THT blocker.
But yeah, both those things are really interconnected. Like the thing I had mentioned about saw palmetto.
Yeah.
It's like for like prostate health, but like sometimes I guess when men are in an intense like hair maintenance plan, they take that because it also has that added effect that it stops hair loss.
Yeah. Supposedly. I mean, maybe I should get on that. I don't think like my, go back and listen to the previous episode, listener. But I don't think that issue is related to... But it could be, though.
What's going on right now, yeah.
Well, because it's like, I feel like I've been more stressed this year than ever. And I think that just in general, like...
Yeah, I mean, that will do it.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, I'm like a year... I'm like, fuck it. $5,000 in Turkey? Why not?
Dude, you could just like... You remember that hair doctor I went to in Mexico?
Yeah, but I think
she's
think
opening
you,
up a clinic in
look, I think
New
that,
York.
All right. I will... we should... I will look into it. But all right, what is so wrong about getting a few follicles moved from the back of your head up to the front of the dome?
I don't
dome?
Think you need that yet.
I know you don't think it. I know you don't think it.
This is the same way you're like, your hair looked the same. I'm pulling out this fucking picture. I guess if you want to, King.
I mean, it's...
I'll save up for the flight.
I feel like all of like the money that goes towards like keeping what you have could just be solved by like just going and just owning the fact that you're getting like plugs. What's wrong?
It ain't like that anymore.
It looks the same. No, it could be just a mark. You know it, but also there's like there it is again. But we'll talk through it. There's also like the thing where it's like, I wish I were the kind of guy that was like, fuck it. Like I'm going to go bald. Like I wish I had like the dick energy to do that.
I think you're pretty far away from like being at that point where I'll go bald.
You know, like when you're like in France and like you just see bald motherfuckers everywhere, but they still have hair.
Yeah.
Like I wish that were a more common thing here now. Like more of like a George Costanza type or like, not even, that's a bad example because he's not, but like. I don't know.
Well, you're still far away from like the stage of losing your hair where like it's so obvious that this guy is just trying to hang on to every last strand.
I know. Gotta stop wearing the hat.
That's
a telltale sign.
Is that myth or fact?
What?
That don't they say like, oh, if you wear a hat, it
No, that's a myth. That's a myth. But that's like, never trust a guy who's always wearing a hat.
Okay.
He's hiding something. That's what the ladies say.
Okay.
Should we get into some segments?
Yeah, let's get into some segments.
Let's start off with some Dewey Rude.
Dewey Rude, shit. No, sorry. With Dewey. Do you have a Dewey, Dewey
well,
Rude?
Well, Dewey Rude, I wanted to bring up the fact Rude, that... I think yesterday, somebody posted about the dogs. Mm-hmm. It's people are catching on.
Is that my car? Wait,
sorry. Do you think that's your car?
Anyway, I'll edit it out.
Okay, so the biggest Dewey Rude that's happening in New York right now, maybe not the biggest, but something that's been a trend that's been happening is that there's been a lot of antagonization brewing
mm-hmm.
toward dogs and dogs' owners. And, you know, maybe episodes back, I think I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a general consensus that people are a little bit on edge with all the dogs, despite their love for
mm-hmm.
for man's best friend. And somebody published something on New York Mag yesterday being like, why does everybody hate my dog? It feels like everyone in New York is hating my dog and mm-hmm. hating everyone else's dogs. And there is violence that's happening toward vets. And I don't know. It was just kind of just summarizing that people aren't crazy. There is this kind of like growing...
Yeah, I have not noticed it, but it is true that the uptick in dog ownership during the pandemic, there are a fuck ton more dogs.
The puppy boom, the pandemic puppy boom.
Yeah.
But like, damn, there's another one. All right.
That's New York, baby.
But no, I think it started because I remember who brought this up? Who brought up the dog tax?
You did.
Oh shit.
You brought up the dog tax.
I don't know if I got that from someone or I brought that up myself. But yeah, the dog tax. I think I was feeling a little overwhelmed by the amount of
mm-hmm.
people in dog, because there's already enough people in New York. It's then there's another creature that we have to be on the lookout all the time while walking. And I think that's probably where it comes from.
I mean, I hate that I do hate that I kind of have to walk constantly looking down to make sure I don't step in any dog shit.
Oh, especially the small ones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to bring... I brought this up too because I was telling you earlier that I was walking past the dog coffee shop where all dogs are welcome
and their existed.
Owners to get coffee. It's called Boris and Horton. And I was walking past it and it was busy as usual. And this older man walks by. He doesn't understand what this place is. He looks into the window and he sees this big fluffy dog on in a booth on the bench, eating out a plate on a table, and he just starts shaking his head. He's like, he says, God, what has New York become?
What has New York become?
And I don't know. I just kind of wanted to...
A place for the rich and the dogs.
I mean, that's what Chloe Sevigny said, right?
It was rich and the dogs?
Literally. Well, no, she was like someone said, hey, in an interview a couple weeks ago, what do you think about New York becoming, a city more for the rich, which has always kind of been, trending that way.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know. I feel like it's becoming more California than ever. It's motherfuckers in Lululemon and dogs everywhere. And I think that was just another tidbit that this writer was getting at. That it's the celebrities are talking about the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The podcasters are talking about the dogs.
Everybody's talking about the dogs.
That being said, I want a dog.
Oh my God. My sister lately has been sending me a lot of adoption posts on Instagram. And for a second, I was like, should I get it? I can't. I can't get a dog, but I could. I seriously thought about it for a minute.
It's something that's the thing. It's I feel like having a dog in this city, granted, if you were born here and it's all you know, you're able to manage the city a little bit better, even if you've been here for 10 years, but I just think a dog is meant for the yard,
Well, that's what the dog
it has
I like.
To be for people who are very settled and routine oriented or I don't know. I just feel in the city, it's just so much. It's just so much to have a dog. And maybe that's just my personal feelings getting in the way of it, but I don't know. It's your life's already so hard here. Why are you going to add a little? Some people are addicted to responsibility. Maybe that's it.
Hmm.
So you don't have a Dewey Rude?
No, I do have a Dewey Rude. It's my local fucking laundromat. I guess this is my fault or whatever. But I didn't even realize I set the dryer for longer than you gotta like swipe this card to make the timer on the laundry on the dryer go up by 7 minutes, and I think I put it in too many times, so it went up to 35 minutes. And you know, I leave my nice, let me lay these sheets. I was on tour, and
what's the thread count, my guy?
I don't know what the thread count is, but it's from this luxury bedding maker in LA called Mateo, and I had just played a show in LA. It was beautiful at the famous Roxy. They, at the end of the night, they handed me a paycheck and they're like, this was the rate, right? And I look at it, it's three times what I was supposed to be paid. And I was like, yeah, that was it. I walk out and I said, you know what? I need some new sheets. There's an outlet store here. I'm going to go check it out. Go to the outlet store. Me and Paola spend 6 hours scouring through everything, because you know they're all things that like it has some sort of defect or something was like stitched like slightly crooked, yeah. So that's why it goes to the outlet store. I examined every inch of this duvet, top sheet, flat sheet, mm-hmm. four pillowcases, king sham that I bought, and they were all in perfect condition. I couldn't tell what was wrong. I'd been enjoying these lovely sheets for the last 6 months until last week when I go to pull them out of the dryer. And it looked like a crime scene happened in there. It looked like they were like huge blood splatters.
Where everywhere. Did it come from? What was the dye?
And I look up above the dryer and there's a sign that says, don't leave. First it says, we are not responsible for any damage to your clothes.
Right.
Don't set dryer longer than 30 minutes. It will cause a fire. And I was like, okay. And I started Googling like, you know, sheets being burned in a dryer. All the images on Google look exactly how my sheets look.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that, because I usually put like...
It depends on,
I'll
like...
I'll try them for like 40 minutes.
It depends on... It just depends. These are really shitty dryers. It depends. Okay. Some dryers are better than others, but it looks...
So you're in the market now. So
it's unfixable. Yeah, but it was literally all my fucking sheets. And my backup... I had my backup sheets and my backup... Everything. Right. So right now, I got a blanket... A blanket on sure. my bed, and yeah, I'm in the market.
Are you sure you're not just testing out this story on me?
What are you talking about?
So when it comes down to the end of the night.
No, somebody saw
you
them.
Know you're out and you say, hey, should we go back to yours?
Somebody saw them and said, I thought
somebody
I mean,
saw
I,
them.
I had said
saw them.
I had said that they were I had said that I had already told the story.
Yeah.
And they were like, I thought your pillow just had no pillowcase on it, and it was all like sweat stains when they saw it in the morning, and they're like, oh, those are the burn marks, huh?
Oh, wow.
Because okay. It happened before my dad came too, so I told my dad, yo, I'm sorry, you got to sleep on these burnt sheets, but
yeah,
I'm gonna replace them. So if anyone knows anyone at, I'll take anything. If you know somebody at Parachute, Brooklinen, okay, yeah. or something better, we'll love a new pair of sheets, but yeah, I'm over it now, but it hurt to know that I had basically lit all that money on fire.
They're so expensive. Sheets are so expensive. Like I had a problem too.
Yeah.
One of my sheets ripped, like mm-hmm. the not the top sheet, the other one.
Yeah.
And I guess I probably still have like a Brooklinen like warranty. Like there's like a year warranty. I bought these like within the year. And I guess like my new thing is like, I'm like, oh shit, wait, I should never be sleeping with linen again, because every time you wash linen and you mm-hmm. dry it, I forget what the science is behind it, but yeah, there's some effect where it's like they do become much like more fragile.
Oh,
like,
I just have really nice, that's why, yeah, I just have really, or I had really nice cotton sheets, and yeah. then I just have like a top sheet that's linen. All right, due to the week. My due to the week is yeah. Chanel beads.
Who the hell's that?
It's this Brooklyn, I shouldn't say Bushwick. A Brooklyn-based artist that just put out, a local guy, you know, he's in
okay.
the scene, he's sort in, of, not really actually, but I think I've like found him through, maybe at some point May reposted a song or something.
Okay.
Just put out a new album that I'm really digging, and it's nice to hear something refreshing.
Yeah. Send it my way. I'm trying to get into listening to music again. Yeah. I forgot that how much it relaxes you. I forgot music can be relaxing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes me too emotional, so I have to turn it off.
Okay.
Something about when the right melody hits the right chords, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's it, though.
That's your only one. All right. Well,
you got two.
I got two. One is Juliette Binoche. If no one has seen The Taste of Things yet, go and watch it. You can stream it online now. I don't think it's still in the theaters.
Really?
But if you're looking for something that's just going to warm the heart, and
that's what I need.
You need something that is like, you need food porn at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's for you. Also, I had never seen this movie, and I think you'd like it, Emilio. Do you like Michael Haneke's stuff?
Yeah. Oh, it's still showing at IFC.
Oh, go see
that. Okay, continue.
Have you ever seen Caché?
No. No, I don't think so.
It's an incredible thriller. I watched it the other night. It also has Juliette Binoche in it. And it's kind of, I'd say, a little relevant with what's going on in, necessarily Palestine, but even though that's kind of like highlighted in the movie, though it came out like, I don't know, 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of The Piano Teacher, you're a fan of funny games, you like the really dreadful shit that guy makes, mm-hmm. check that out. But finally, my most important dude of the week. This comes courtesy of Anna. There's a guy named Patrick Fennell.
I just watched him more. Okay.
Oh yeah, more, yeah. Patrick Fennell,
mm-hmm.
on TikTok. He goes by Patrick Next Door. This guy, he makes the most mesmerizing videos. I need to show you
doing
one
what?
Right now. He sits in his car.
Jackal.
Sits in his car, mm-hmm. and he sings covers of specific 2011 to 2022 R&B and hip hop songs.
Okay.
And
like, he's good?
He is. I think he's brilliant. And let me just play you like a song. Here's a cover. Wait, he's so good. Shout out to Patrick. East know what's good with me. Yeah. Shout out to girls in the West know what's good with P&D.
Stories of you and your girls is all I hear. All right, so he's not actually good. He just. Who do you fuck in the city when I'm not there? Showed up after work, I'm bathing your body, touch your place. Only I know. Whether you want, just like our bad water, can we make love before you go? The way you say my name make me feel like that, but I'm still unemployed. That guy, you know, that guy loves karaoke.
He has a big following, and it's been funny to watch, because like, if you go through his feed, he sings everything, and it sounds like a normal person trying to like just sing along to any of those songs.
Yeah.
But it's been funny to watch his fan base comment and be like, you know, Patrick, do this cover. And then one comment like recently was like, yo, I think he's getting better. He's like, yo, is it just me or is he getting better? But shout out to Patrick.
Yeah, that's good.
He bright every time he like, I love it when like, I can't tell if it's a bit and I can't tell if it's sincere. Mm-hmm. It's probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But anybody who's like kind of tone deaf singing, uh-huh. is amazing. Rules. That's just, it's amazing. I think there needs to be more of that. Mm-hmm. Obviously I don't know whether or not they should have a career in music. No, but, it warms the soul.
Okay.
The do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. What was the one I said earlier? Fuck. Well, apart from that, save for retirement. Save for retirement.
You know, if you haven't started yet, folks.
Time is your friend. Compounding interest is your friend.
Yeah.
Just.
I think the IRS is.
Not your friend.
The IRS.
It's not your fucking friend.
Whoever's in charge of this.
The what?
The secretaries of IRAs. I think you're allowed to contribute $8,000 a year now? Or $7,000.
I think
it used to be $5,000, or it depends on how old you are. But just max out your contributions.
Yeah, max it out. If you can. I mean,
even if you have a 401k, open another account.
Yeah, you can have.
Don't spend your money. How about fucking that? Just invest it all.
We would love to be sponsored by NerdWallet. I could
NerdWallet, Robinhood,
we go whip
Acorns,
up Rocket Money,
fucking Rocket Money. I honestly, like, if we could just become test studies,
yeah,
test cases of like success, and be like, hey, you know, I put $3,000 in the next mm-hmm. year. Was that $50,000? That's insane.
okay, that's crazy. But I just remembered. Do we walk out? What leave? If you, when you wake up, try to get outside within the first 10 minutes of being awake. Do we do take? The older you get, the more important mobility becomes. Stretching increases your health span. I'm also bringing this up because I sprained my ankle, which is definitely something that could have been avoided with a better stretching routine and just overall working on my balance and mobility, which is really, really critical if you're playing sport at advanced age, an older age.
Advanced. at a middle age.
No. Yeah. That's... Hit me with one.
Well, I wanted to say, too, we forgot to mention that. Yeah, 61-year-old Dave Pesco, mm-hmm. He's a big mobility guy. Yeah, and that big mobility sense. Guy.
Yep.
Yeah, like a calisthenics. He's a P90X guy.
Yeah.
Which is refreshing versus, like, the other fucking weirdo Brian Johnson. I don't know, like, doing fucking... Well, I shouldn't be laughing about dick exercises anymore, but... anyway, go make schedule an appointment with your dermatologist. Yeah. Just do one every two... Like, treat it just like you go to the dentist, which I need to be more diligent about, twice a year, 6 months. Go get it mapped out if you are of the fair complexion.
Yeah.
And that's it for me. If there's anything that you, if you want to feel productive, yeah, just go make a dermatologist appointment. And happy about it.
Sweet.
That's it.
Till next time.